Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a fascinating company, Electro-Optic Systems Holdings, or EOS, and their ambitious strategy that bridges terrestrial defense with space aspirations.
That's right. EOS recently made a splash at a drone conference, but it was far more than just a showcase of their anti-drone tech. They used it as a strategic platform to articulate a much grander vision.
Exactly. The core message was clear: their deep expertise in electro-optics, honed through years of developing sophisticated defense systems, particularly for drones and counter-drones, is the bedrock for their significant ambitions in space technology.
It's a shrewd maneuver, framing their participation in a drone-focused event as a gateway to broader objectives. The audience there, defense professionals, government officials, tech innovators, is a vital proving ground and communication channel.
It demonstrates tangible capabilities in a critical, understandable domain while simultaneously signaling their advanced technological trajectory. What's compelling is the implied connection between the precision needed for terrestrial defense and the demands of space.
Precisely. Targeting a drone or identifying a threat at range on the ground uses the same core principles as observing and defending assets in orbit. It involves advanced sensors, sophisticated tracking, and extracting information from vast data sets.
The narrative arc is evident, an evolution from mitigating ground threats to protecting and utilizing orbital assets. It's about expanding their operational domain by leveraging existing strengths to conquer new frontiers.
And understanding the why now is crucial. We're seeing a convergence. The proliferation of drones necessitates better terrestrial defense, while the accessibility and commercialization of space are exploding, creating new opportunities and vulnerabilities.
Nations are increasingly aware of the need for both robust ground security and secure access to space assets. EOS is positioning itself at the nexus of these two critical domains, and there's an inherent synergy at play.
Advancements in miniaturization, sensor fusion, and power efficiency driven by drone systems directly benefit space applications. Conversely, space technology pushes boundaries that can then improve terrestrial systems. This cross-pollination is powerful.
So, the introduction establishes the core thesis: EOS is strategically positioned to lead at the intersection of advanced defense optics, drone technology, and the burgeoning space economy. That drone conference was a microcosm of their integrated ecosystem.
Absolutely. Now, let's move into the first section, global expansion, beyond borders, into orbit. What does this really mean for EOS?
Well, it's more than just geographical sales targets. For EOS, global expansion signifies establishing a global technological footprint and an expansive operational reach that extends into space itself.
There are clear parallels between building a global defense client base and establishing a presence in space services. Defense clients seek end-to-end solutions and support across theaters, requiring local partnerships and long-term reliability.
These are precisely the same considerations for the space sector, where national interests, regulatory frameworks, and secure services are paramount. Many regions grapple with border security challenges and are also developing nascent space programs.
EOS's ability to offer solutions for both terrestrial defense and space-based services is a compelling proposition for these nations, addressing multiple strategic priorities with a single partner.
And the strategic imperative of partnerships cannot be overstated. International collaborations in defense often lay the groundwork for future space alliances, building trust and shared understanding.
In the competitive landscape, EOS differentiates itself by integrating ground-based defense and space capabilities. They aren't just a defense firm or a space provider, they offer a unique combination.
This leads to a crucial insight: EOS is selling strategic autonomy. In an era where technological sovereignty is vital, they provide nations with the tools to control their advanced technological destiny, both on the ground and in orbit.
The narrative of scalability is also central. Solutions for complex drone threats can be scaled and adapted for space challenges, like tracking orbital debris or monitoring critical infrastructure from space.
R&D investment in one area directly benefits the other, creating a virtuous cycle of development. Of course, navigating global expansion in both defense and space involves significant capital and regulatory hurdles.
Defense exports are strictly regulated, and the space sector has its own complex rules regarding orbital slots and national security. EOS's ability to navigate these complexities is a testament to their maturity.
So, EOS's global ambitions aren't just about market share, they're about embedding their technology into the strategic fabric of nations, becoming indispensable partners in their security and space aspirations.
Moving on to Section 2, Space Technology Leadership, Leveraging Electro-Optic Prowess. This is where EOS claims significant leadership in space, right?
Indeed. Based on their electro-optics heritage, we can infer their target space applications, high-resolution imaging for ISR, space domain awareness, optical communication systems, and space debris tracking.
Their core competency in advanced optics detecting, identifying, and tracking targets with precision even under challenging conditions is directly transferable and essential for space.
This is a key piece of analysis. EOS is leveraging its edge in terrestrial sensor technology to leapfrog into the space domain. They're adapting proven, high-performance systems, which accelerates development and reduces risk.
Space domain awareness is particularly relevant here. It's about monitoring the space environment, including satellites, debris, and potential threats. EOS's tracking expertise is perfect for this.
Imagine systems providing real-time updates on satellite status or early warnings of collisions. The convergence of AI and electro-optics in space is another area where EOS could be making strides.
AI can analyze vast sensor data, identifying patterns and threats more effectively than humans. EOS could be integrating these capabilities to turn raw data into actionable intelligence.
The potential for EOS to offer integrated solutions spanning ground-based defense, drones, and space assets is a game-changer. It's about providing a cohesive, multi-domain capability.
A nation could use EOS ground sensors to detect a drone, track it with EOS drone systems, and then use EOS space surveillance to monitor its origin or operational area from orbit. Unprecedented situational awareness.
The long-term vision is clear, positioning EOS not just as a supplier, but as an architect of future space infrastructure and security. They aim to be foundational to how nations operate in space.
So, their presence at that drone conference was a strategic announcement of their serious intent to redefine leadership in space technology, signaling ambitions far beyond the atmosphere.
Now, let's delve into Section 3, Synergistic Defense, the Drone Space Interplay. This is where their dual focus really creates a powerful, integrated capability.
Their expertise in drone defense detection, tracking, identification, neutralization directly informs their space strategy. It's about building a layered defense system.
Exactly. EOS is building a system where ground-based drone countermeasures are seamlessly integrated with space-based surveillance. This creates a comprehensive security posture across multiple levels.
And how can space-based electro-optic systems enhance drone operations themselves? Imagine drones receiving real-time, high-resolution imagery from orbiting satellites, improving navigation and command and control.
This creates a symbiotic relationship where each domain empowers the other. Analyzing the evolving threat landscape, the increasing sophistication of drone threats necessitates these integrated, multi-domain solutions.
EOS is uniquely positioned to fill this emerging market gap, offering a holistic approach to defense that accounts for threats across all operational domains. They're building a sensor grid from the ground to orbit.
This grid provides unprecedented persistent surveillance and threat detection. It's about creating a connected ecosystem of sensors sharing information for a unified operational picture.
The potential for repurposing R&D between drone and space applications is a significant strategic advantage. Challenges in harsh environments, data processing, and communication links are common to both.
Innovations in one area can rapidly accelerate progress in the other, creating a powerful feedback loop. This integrated approach is invaluable for both military and civilian applications needing multi-domain situational awareness.
This leads to a crucial insight. EOS's dual focus accelerates innovation in both defense and space. The challenges of each domain push technological boundaries, and solutions developed for one benefit the other.
The strategic advantage of offering end-to-end solutions is immense. EOS can provide a capability that spans detection, tracking, and even coordinating responses across multiple domains.
Ultimately, this integrated approach positions EOS as a critical partner for nations seeking advanced, interconnected security capabilities. They're providing the blueprint for a complete, multi-layered security architecture.
Now, let's transition to Section 4, Technological Synergy, the Feedback Loop of Innovation. This really gets to the heart of how EOS operates.
It's not just about capabilities in two arenas, it's how they feed into each other. EOS is building foundations in electro-optics, the bedrock for both drone countermeasures and space operations.
The drone market is incredibly dynamic, with new platforms and tactics emerging constantly. EOS's deep understanding of these evolving ground threats gives them invaluable perspective when designing space-based systems.
They understand what needs to be detected, tracked, and countered in practice. This practical, ground-up knowledge is a significant advantage when building systems to monitor space.
Then there's the economic imperative. The commercialization of space brings new industries but also increased risk. EOS is perfectly positioned to help secure this burgeoning space economy.
They can offer solutions that ensure the safety and reliability of new space ventures, protecting investments and enabling further growth. Their technology addresses the need for secure access and utilization of space.
Consider the data itself. The volume generated by advanced electro-optic systems is staggering. EOS's commitment to sophisticated algorithms and AI-driven analysis means they are building better brains to interpret the data.
This is crucial for both immediate defense scenarios and long-term strategic awareness in space. The narrative arc from the drone conference to global space ambitions is one of strategic evolution.
It's about recognizing the convergence of technologies and market needs and positioning themselves at the forefront. EOS isn't just participating in the future, they are shaping it.
They are leveraging core strengths to create integrated solutions for complex security and operational challenges of the 21st century, both on Earth and beyond. That drone conference was a declaration of intent.
Moving on to Section 5, Market Positioning and Competitive Edge. How does EOS stand out?
As we touched on earlier, they occupy a unique niche by integrating ground-based defense, drone technology, and space capabilities. This allows for solutions purely ground-based or space-focused companies can't offer.
They approach space challenges with a practical, defense-oriented perspective. This leads to the crucial insight that EOS sells strategic autonomy, empowering nations with technological independence.
The scalability of their solutions is key. Drone defense innovations can be adapted for space challenges like debris tracking or infrastructure monitoring, creating that virtuous cycle of development.
Partnerships are vital, too. International defense collaborations can naturally extend to space alliances, building trust. EOS's ability to navigate these complex relationships is a significant advantage.
Consider regions needing border security and developing space programs. EOS's dual capabilities offer a compelling proposition, addressing multiple strategic priorities with a single, integrated partner.
The synergy is where they excel. Advancements in drone tech, like miniaturization and sensor fusion, benefit space applications, and vice versa. This cross-pollination fuels growth and differentiation.
The challenge lies in effectively communicating this complex, integrated value proposition. Avoiding being pigeonholed into just defense or space markets is crucial for broader market penetration.
And finally, Section 6, Future Outlook, Electro-Optics in a Multi-Domain World. What's the long-term vision?
We can project the evolution of electro-optic technology itself. As sensors become more sensitive, intelligent, and integrated, they will be fundamental to advanced autonomous systems and space infrastructure.
The market opportunities for companies bridging terrestrial and orbital technologies are enormous. As we rely more on both ground and space assets, companies like EOS operating seamlessly across domains will be in high demand.
They are aiming to define the infrastructure for the space race, providing foundational technologies that enable others to build and operate in space. This requires significant long-term investment and R&D.
EOS's strategy suggests they are prepared for this commitment, recognizing that leadership is earned through sustained effort and foresight. The narrative of technological sovereignty is a powerful driver for their future.
Evaluating the risks and rewards of their dual-pronged strategy is important. The rewards are immense: market leadership, revenue growth, and a pivotal role in shaping future landscapes. The risks include intense competition and rapid technological obsolescence.
Yet, their integrated approach suggests they believe the rewards far outweigh these challenges. The ultimate vision is to become a pivotal player in securing and leveraging Earth's orbit for national and global benefit.
This encompasses defense, security, and the vast economic opportunities of the space economy. They aim to be instrumental in ensuring space remains a safe, accessible, and productive domain.
In conclusion, the drone conference was more than an industry event. It was a signal flare, illuminating EOS's ascent into a new era of technological leadership. It signaled their intent to redefine what's possible.
They are positioning themselves as a key architect of our future, spanning the battlefield and the cosmos. This is a truly fascinating strategy to watch unfold.
Now, let's pivot to the summary section. We'll break down the key factors, strengths, insights, challenges, and opportunities for EOS.
Under key factors, the first point is their dual-domain strategy in defense and space. A major strength is leveraging electro-optics for both, creating synergistic innovation and a unique value proposition.
The challenge here is managing the complexity and distinct regulatory environments of both sectors, which requires significant coordination and investment. Competition in both arenas is also intense.
Next, technological expertise. Their core strength is advanced electro-optics, sensors, and tracking. This is critical for both drone countermeasures and space-based surveillance, imaging, and communication.
The challenge is that rapid technological evolution demands continuous R&D investment to stay competitive. Ensuring the reliability of sensitive optics in the harsh space environment is also a perpetual hurdle.
Then we have global expansion ambitions. Their strength is aiming for a global technological footprint, extending into space by building strategic partnerships and understanding diverse regional needs.
The opportunity lies in positioning themselves as a provider of strategic autonomy. However, challenges include navigating international defense export controls, varying national space policies, and establishing trust across diverse geopolitical landscapes.
Moving to market positioning. EOS's strength is occupying a unique niche by integrating ground-based defense, drone tech, and space capabilities, offering end-to-end solutions competitors can't easily replicate.
The challenge is effectively communicating this complex value proposition and avoiding being pigeonholed. The opportunity is to offer a multi-domain operational picture that is highly sought after.
Finally, future of electro-optics. EOS is poised to be a foundational technology provider for the future of defense and space, enabling advanced autonomous systems and secure space economies.
The opportunity here is immense, addressing the growing reliance on both terrestrial and orbital assets. The long-term success hinges on sustained innovation and adapting to emerging threats and paradigms.
The challenges involve securing significant, long-term contracts and managing the risks of technological obsolescence and geopolitical shifts. But their strategy clearly aims to tackle these head-on.
And that brings us to the end of our discussion on EOS Holdings. It's clear they are charting a bold course, leveraging their core strengths to bridge the critical domains of defense and space.
Their strategic vision, moving from terrestrial defense to orbital aspirations through technological synergy, is incredibly compelling. Thanks for joining us on the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back next time with more insights into the financial world.